walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Good afternoon. Welcome to worship here in Sanctuary and online. It's a joy and pleasure to have you worshiping with us this day. And we hope this service is a blessing to you. If this is your first time worshiping with us, we invite you to stop by our welcome desk so we have a chance to greet you this day. Because here at Desert Hills Lutheran Church, we celebrate grace. We make disciples who make a difference. May it be so among us every day of our lives. Some announcements for the coming weeks ahead. First of all, hopefully you had a chance to be here on Thursday. The choirs did an excellent job with their spring concert, and I hope you were able to enjoy the music and all the work that they did. Again, it was a fantastic concert this past Thursday. This weekend is our Fair Trade weekend, so the Fair Trade will be in our Northwest Hallway, so we invite you to stop by and pick up those items there today and tomorrow. Please continue to join us for our midweek Lenten services. This will be the last Wednesday worship service. The next week will be going into a Holy Week. So we have Exploring Spiritual Practices at 5:30 here in the sanctuary. At 6 o'clock, we'll have our Soup Supper, 6:45 hymn sing, and then 7 o'clock, once again, we'll be using Holden Evening Prayer with Pastor Nelson leading us in that and sharing God's words. So again, we invite you to come and join us for that Lenten journey on Wednesdays. On Thursdays, March 21st at 8 a.m. is the men's breakfast. The cost is $7. So if you need to purchase your tickets by Monday, if you're interested in that. Again, that's Thursday, March 21st. We are collecting donations for our Easter lilies. If you are interested in having an Easter lily in memory or honor of someone, there are envelopes by the front desk. Christine is there today. You can purchase, put your suggested donation of $15 in the envelopes and write down the names of those individuals you'd like honored or to be in memory of. The Easter dinner is going to be on March 31st at 2 p.m. Again, the menu are in the hallway, so if you want to take a look at the menu and see what items are being served, the cost is $17 a person, and it is a ticketed event, so you do need a ticket to come to that Easter breakfast that day. The Via De Cristo meeting is going to be tomorrow at 12:30 in the Fellowship Hall. So if you're interested in learning more about that ministry and that opportunity to grow deeper spiritually, again, we invite you to come tomorrow at 12:30 in the Fellowship Hall for that conversation. Also this week, we do have an estate sale. Information, if you'd like to know the address, it's on these individual sheets that are scattered throughout the sanctuary, or you can go online. Again, the sale is on Thursday and Friday. And then the next week, we begin our Holy Week schedule. Again, we will be having Monday, Thursday, we'll be having a service at noon, and then 7 p.m., and then on Good Friday, we'll have a service at noon, 3, and 7, with 3 o'clock being our country trio for Good Friday. So we invite you to come during that Holy Week and take that journey with Jesus to the cross. Those are our announcements for this weekend. I invite you to join me as we begin our time with a word of prayer. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we are just so grateful that we have this opportunity to gather here in this place or online, as we hear of your word, as we realize your amazing grace, as we hear there is a new covenant that you have given us through your Son, so that all may be welcomed into your kingdom and we may know your presence and peace. Bless us this day, bless us on this Lenten journey, as we see the extent of your love, as your Son goes to the cross, so that we may have life through him. Bless us this day as we lift our voices and our hearts in praise and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening songs.
Down at the cross. cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Everybody sing glory to His name. So wondrously saved from sin, Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in, everybody sing glory to His name. 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 To my heart was the blood applied. I said, glory to His name. All right, Stuart. Fountain so rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Everybody sing glory to His name. 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 There to heart was the blood applied. I say glory to His name. Everybody sing glory to His name. Everybody sing glory to His name. Everybody sing glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. I say glory to His name.
Please join in our litany, spoken responsively. In the days of Noah, God placed a rainbow in the sky as the sign of a covenant of God's love for all the earth. In the colors of the rainbow, we see the sign of God's grace for all creation. In the days of Abraham, God called forth a people based upon a promise for a new way of life. In this covenant, we have hope of a new life. In the days of Moses, the words of God were written on tablets of stone as the sign of a covenant between God and all of God's people. In the tablet stone, we see the sign of God's hope for each to live in peace with God and neighbor. In the days of the prophets, God promised to place a new covenant in our hearts. As members of the living body of Christ, we see the sign of God's promise among us. Amen.
I see Him in a baby smile. I hear Him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek Him and I find Him there. He's in my heart, I feel Him there. He's everywhere. Through storms of fear and doubt I sailed. My eyes were blinded by a veil. I saw no beauty anywhere in anything. Then I drew near the cross where He, in pain and sorrow, died for me. My veil was lifted, and He taught my heart to sing. see him in a baby smile. I hear him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. He's in my heart, I feel him there. He's everywhere. Baby smile, I hear him in the wind that sighs. He loves me and I know not why. He's everywhere. He calls me from a world of care. I seek him and I find him there. He's in my heart, I feel him there. He's everywhere.
Today's first scripture reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31, starting at verse 31. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors, when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. The promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me, standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Today's second scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, starting in verse 20. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it will remain only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said that an angel had spoken to them. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out, and when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each heart here this afternoon be pleased and online, be pleasing and acceptable. In your sight we do pray. Amen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Savior Jesus, who is the Son of God. Amen. This past few weeks that seems to be going on and on during this Lenten season, we have been talking about covenants, right? Just nod your head. You've gotten it from the weekend sermons, you've gotten it from the Wednesday night midweek Lenten stuff, and so you should know full well all the covenants that God has made. And it truly is that opportunity again to realize that promise that God makes to you and to me. But here's the temptation. Here is the temptation. That covenant that God has made with you. That you take that covenant and you wrap yourself up, and not today, but on a cold winter day, you wrap it up in that comforting blanket and just hold on to that for all it's worth. Because isn't that what we do? Is we love to have that idea of God and us walking hand in hand in the garden, comforting us and making that covenant with each one of us. And it makes us feel good until your spouse wants that same cover. And literally takes it. If it's a kid, okay, but you know, hang on to that. Because you see, as I was thinking about this whole idea about the covenants and the idea of what God has provided, is that every single covenant that God has made that we want to claim for ourselves has been for everybody. Did you catch that? Throughout all that covenant promise of everything from Noah to the idea of Abraham being the father of many nations, to all of the various understandings about what that covenant is all about, it was God's purpose to make that promise available for all people, not just a sliver and a slim part of the population. Every time the Jews claimed that covenant, God would say, I'm sorry, It's for everyone. Think about the people of Nineveh just this past week. And you think about all of those opportunities that we have to recognize how God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, has come for all people. Not just a small group. And not just in it for me, but for the one who sits next to me and the one that's around the world. Well, today we have our gospel. And it's really telling to know that this is the gospel lesson that is right before we begin Holy Week next week. It is that lesson that allows us to again see that wonder that God has created. And John is an odd duck. Excuse me, let's say that differently. The gospel of John sometimes takes a little liberties and sends you in places where you have no idea where you're going. And today's lesson is one of those. It is literally a couple of Greeks come up to Philip and say, because Philip, he knew the language and said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip goes to Andrew and say, guess what? These two guys want to see Jesus. Now, we're never told why they want to see him. Are they coming just because it's on their to-do list? You know, that itinerary of traveling. Oh, I guess we're going to be close to Jesus, I hear. Let's check that off our list. Are we going to get to see some miracles, some teachings, some all of those other things? Or is it something a little bit different and a little bit deeper? Well, the interesting thing is, and this is the thing that I have been struggling with all the time that I've been trying to figure out how to preach on this thing. And so, lo and behold, I think I've got it. Yeah. So, here they come. Philip and Andrew bring these two Greek guys to see Jesus. And Jesus goes and looks at them and says these words. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I didn't think these Greek guys were that important. Why in the world would suddenly Jesus go on this whole tangent of how he is going to be glorified and all of that idea about his death, a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it will prosper and become fruitful? And it was one of those things where I was wondering about that this week, and I'm thinking, okay, did Jesus see the coming of those Greeks as fulfillment of his understanding of that cross-cultural, cross-country, cross-understanding words that his message had reached even those Greeks? That they wanted to come and see who this Jesus was, see who this Son of God was. Because even in Jesus' time, people knew the value of the Greeks. They knew they were men of logic and thinking. And that they knew and engaged in so many of the wonderful mythologies that we have all grown up with. But those Greeks came and Jesus gave them something that they perhaps were not quite ready for. Jesus started talking about his death. His death. The ability to take and understand that in order for something to bear fruit, it has to die. And in the promise that Jesus is trying to help, in that covenant that God is making to his people, Jesus is trying to help them to understand, why in the world would he die? Why did he have to? And he talks about this understanding as he goes further. And he says, should I now, at this point, with my soul being so troubled, shall I say at this point, Father, save me from the hour? No, Jesus says, it is for this very hour that I have come into the world. Because he talks again. And God and John has God say, yes, this is my Son. I have glorified him. I am with him. I am having that confidence in knowing that he is on the right path and doing the right thing. And in that response, Jesus says, that's for your benefit, it's not for mine, because I know my Father's calling. And I know what God is asking. And I know what I must do. And Jesus says then at the very end, that when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. I will draw all people to myself. Jesus is trying so desperately to have the disciples, to have us gathered here, to have the worldwide generations of people that have gone before us believing and proclaiming in his name. He wants us all to see beyond the suffering that he is going to experience. As we prepare for this Holy Week, and we know it all about, we know the story, we know what's going to happen, and we know the Maundy Thursday, the Good Friday, and yes, the Easter, but we also are able to know and see beyond this time, to see beyond what Jesus did for you and for me. In that covenant, he was lifted up on the cross for all people, for all people. That good news is for each one of us as we continue to live out our life. It's always interesting when somebody comes to me and says to me, I'm not sure if God loves me because I fill in your own blank. And I look at them and depending on my mood, sometimes I'm nice and sometimes I'm not. And I'll say, of course he did. Jesus knows you. And in our lesson today, he lifted himself on that cross, put himself on that cross for you and for me. It is that ability to know and believe in that promise that God has provided for us, that covenant that, yes, God has made with each one of us, but yes, each one of us, including the people that you're sitting next to, including those who you don't think deserve that covenant of God. It is those that Jesus actually, again, died for. Today, I want you to be reminded of these words as you think about digging a little bit deeper. What does it mean to you to be drawn to the foot of Jesus' cross? What does it mean to you? We can look back in our lives and think about those times where we thought we were having everything together, and yet there was that moment where we understood and saw that cross and knew that we had a Savior that died so that we might live. To be able to take and open our minds and our eyes and our hearts to see that promise was made for you and for me. To see that covenant that God made in the very death of his Son so that we might live and share and reflect that forgiveness, that grace, that love, that care, and yes, that hope that we so desperately need in this world. May you today, in this time of preparation, before we enter into Holy Week, may you be assured and reassured and reassured again about how God has made that covenant and has sealed it with the very blood of his Son. Know it, believe it, embrace it, and yes, come to the cross because Jesus has not only invited you, he has dragged you to that foot and said, I died for you. In his name, amen. Almighty God, continue to fill us with your promise, with your covenant, that covenant that goes beyond all our human understanding. Give us that strength that we need to believe of your care for each one of us. In your name, amen.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
together, let us affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the gathering of offerings.
He was born in Bethlehem, they say. There was a star to light the path to where he lay. Rich or poor, they came from far and near. 'cause they all heard the reason he was here. He was the Son God sent to one and all. But on this earth, hang there on that cross, born to die so we could live. He had the birthday, we got the gift. They wrapped him up with gentle hands. God hoped the world would understand. Eternal life we shall receive. All that he asks in return is that we just believe. He was the Son God sent to one and all. Put on this earth to hang there on that cross. Born to die so we could live. He had the birthday, we got the gift. Gift on our Savior's birthday, we got the gift.
From Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Let us pray. Almighty God, we come this day to give you our thanks, our prayers, our gifts of time, and the ability to proclaim your good news to a world that is in need of your word of hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. New to our prayer list are David Shrupp, Kay Robinson, Joyce Greenlee, Walter Helmke, and the family of John Welberg. Leaving the prayer list with thanksgiving is Kermie Sandin. We pray for all who continue to be on our prayer list. We silently pray now to bring our own cares and concerns before you, those who we know to be in special need of your care and compassion. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, we pray for our broken world, those who are in the midst of conflicts and whose very lives are threatened. We pray for those who are giving care and compassion in the most challenging of circumstances. Give them a sense of knowing that they are not alone in their struggles. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, be with all those who are seeking to find that peace in their lives that can only come from knowing you. Help us, as your children, to be open to share that message in a way that touches people's spirits and hearts. Jesus reminded us today that the gospel is for all people when he said about his coming death on the cross, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we are nearing the end of our Lenten journey. As we near that time of Holy Week, help each of us to know that you have made that journey to the cross and grave out of a deep sense of love. Give us the confidence that as we go through the challenges of our week, you will be with us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We are people chosen from generation to generation to be witnesses to the great covenants God that exists between God, humanity, and all of creation. These covenants have been gifts of God so that we might be confident in God's love and presence. Let us take a moment now to reflect on our need for God's forgiveness. God of faithfulness, you have been true and faithful to the promises you have made to us. Yet we have not trusted your promises, even when you sent your Son to show us your heart and commitment to reconcile all the world. We continue to turn our backs on you and to seek life and love in other places that only leads to empty promises and broken lives. Teaching us, O God, how to faithfully respond to your great gifts, to live grace-filled lives. In this season of Lent, we wait for the fulfillment of God's promises to restore and redeem us on the cross. Knowing that in Christ's death, our sins are put to death, and in his rising, we are too are raised to new life. Amen. Hear these words both in sanctuary and online. In the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it. And he gave it to his disciples saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and he gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Please join me as we pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This is the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who draws all to him to find life. We see this gift of God this day. For those of you online, I invite you to hear this word. This is my body given for you. Receive now the very body of Christ. And again, hear this word. This is my blood shed for you. Again, receive the very blood of Christ shed for you. And may you be united with all your sisters and brothers who come together around this meal of God's invitation, God's love. And may you know God's love and grace this day. Amen. For those of you in sanctuary, the lighter liquid is grape juice, the darker is wine. Gluten-free wafers are available. Come and receive God's gifts, for all are invited. Your ushers will lead you forward.
You turn the water into wine. He turned the water into wine. In the little Canaan town, the word went all around. They said that he turned the water into wine. Walked upon the Sea of Galilee. Walked upon the Sea of Galilee. Shouted far and wide in the raging tide. He walked upon the Sea of Galilee. He turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine. In the little Cana town, the word went all around. They said that he turned the water into wine. He healed the leper and the lame. He healed the leper and the lame. He said, go and tell no man, but they shouted it throughout the land that he healed the leper and the lame. He turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine. In the little Canaan town, the word went all around. They said that he turned the water into wine. He turned the water into wine.
Once again, we hope this service was a blessing to you and you experienced the power and grace of God as God fed us with his very body and blood. If you are a first-time visitor, please stop by our welcome desk. So again, we have a chance to greet you and just welcome you to this community. Now we see the very blessing of God this day. Blessed by God's everlasting covenant, set your hearts and minds on the ways of God. Cling not to your own life, but take up your cross and follow Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I invite you to please stand if you're able for our ascending song.
One, two, three, four.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you over evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood. The precious blood of the Lamb, oh yeah. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Precious blood of the Lamb.